You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
It's 1 o'clock. We are in Atlanta, Georgia. This is America's Web Radio, and this is
Let's Talk Venezuelan.
And with us is the legend David Moxley and Brett. How are you, both of you?
Huh? Bien gracias.
Oh, bien gracias. Yes, and I am like the Jeff Bezos rocket.
Oh, on orbit?
Yeah.
Did he made it on orbit?
Yes, yeah, suborbital flight, but it's valid.
Yeah.
He didn't explode. No, he earned his badge as an astronaut because he reached.
Wait a minute. But did he fight to take down Donald Trump, and he's flying thanks to Donald Trump pushing for aerospace development and discovery and all the other stuff.
Yes, Donald Trump opened the space for the private investors. And do you know something? This is positive because we have already 3 different companies, private companies,
okay,
really in this run, you know, in this
the field.
Yes. It's incredible how the private enterprise in less than 5 years do what.
So this is not NASA. This is a private company.
The three.
But they are using the installation of NASA, right? Am I right?
No.
Where do they lift it?
This is Amazon doing it.
Yeah, but yes. Where do they the facilities? Texas. They did it from Texas? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so it's not the Florida one.
No. It's a private thing.
But, you know, when it comes to Amazon and Bezos, I don't care what he's doing. But when I find out that he was flying out of the earth, I say, oh, probably he should have stayed there. I got excited.
Did you notice how erect his rocket was?
Yes. It was a little flesh, Gordon.
Like a flash Gordon?
Yes.
Yes,
the same.
Is that a Siri or something?
No,
a movie?
that was a movie in the '70s, and the rocket looks like his rocket. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I am not that old. I don't remember watching Flash Gordon.
No. This was Flash Gordon.
Flash?
Flash Gordon.
No, Flash Gordon. I'm talking about please. Carlos and his English.
You know, the
what's
funny is if you remember Flash Gordon and all that, it's finally come to pass. You know, there's now the landing yesterday was by parachute, and it landed in Van Horn exactly on the spot that it was supposed to. But they, you know, there's the other guy that is bringing back the
Musk, Elon Musk, the guy who is in charge also.
SpaceX.
SpaceX.
X.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and Tesla. He's the guy behind Tesla, mm-hmm. and also behind SpaceX, and he's very ambitious because Elon Musk. It's the only one of the three of them that is not didn't fly in his own rocket.
He's not stupid.
But he's creating an internet network by satellite, and suborbital satellites.
So wait a minute, that reminds me of those cell phones. Remember back in those days in the 80s when the narco... They used to use
satellite
cell phones,
yes.
You know, satellite cell phones. Mm-hmm. That's what the how they used to communicate to each other.
Yes.
And now we're gonna have internet.
Yes.
Satellite internet.
Yes.
So that means Fidel Castro. No, those people are done. Are gone. The Canel and all those people cannot interfere with the signal.
Exactly.
And who is leading for that?
Elon Musk.
In what name? In Australia name or America?
America.
America. So we're gonna own that.
Yes.
Okay. May I get on my soapbox for a second?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I'm getting very upset with this Antifa and critical race theory and all of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's anti-American, I never want them in this studio, ever.
Exactly.
And, you know, we prove almost daily how great the United States is,
mm-hmm.
and the people that live here and their geniuses, and you know, it's just like the Amazon dude, the Tesla dude, all of those guys.
Mr. Branson,
but he's English.
Yeah, but the technology was developed here, and everything was made here in the United States, but, and he proved a point that is very interesting. He can use a plane to go into the space, like the Challenger, like the.
But anyway, what my point is anybody that puts down the United States, I'd like to put down and make it permanently, actually. But
yeah,
you know. Teachers that are teaching that the United States is bad.
They are communists.
They're communists.
Yes.
They are communists. We cannot call them Democrats anymore, David.
Nope.
They are communists.
And, you know, any teaching that, well, it's not fair you were born white. Well, I don't think that anybody had any choice about it. I believe it was the two parents that made that decision.
Exactly.
And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of anybody that puts down our flag and anybody that doesn't respect our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm talking about that, I want to mention the fact that at John's Creek this past Saturday, we dedicated a memorial or a monument to the Afghan, the Desert Shield and Desert Storm
mm-hmm.
wars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got to support our veterans, and we've got to, if you're a parent, you've got to know what's going on in that classroom. And
they need to get involved, the school board.
Yeah, and if you got a teacher that's teaching communism, then we got to get rid of he or she or whoever it is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We can't have it, and it's affecting medicine and going to affect medicine more. We had a Cuban doctor on today that was talking about the fact that, you know, it's like we keep saying, there is no free ride. Freedom is not free.
It's not free.
No.
And we have to stand up as Americans and make sure the left doesn't take our country.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now,
going back
Venezuela.
To the news, Venezuela.
No, going back into the another grim reality.
Venezuela.
Okay. You know, the Cuban doctor today was talking about how Cuba had sent their people into Venezuela.
Yes, with the medical program.
Yeah.
Social medicine.
Yeah.
But it was indoctrinating people.
They are not
and
capable
that's why Venezuela
to
is
help
in
their
mess.
Own people. They are not capable to help their own people, but they take these supposed doctors to other places in the world just to indoctrinate the peoples of other
mm-hmm.
countries.
There's no teaching, it's indoctrination.
It's indoctrination.
Well, now.
Okay,
let's begin with the news.
Okay, what's the first
old,
news?
An old friend of this program, Alex Saab.
Oh, the guy who was put in jail in Cape.
Verde.
In Africa, in that island.
Cape Verde. Yeah.
He's one of the testaferro, right? One of the drug Venezuela.
As you know, Alex Saab is a Colombian citizen, request in extradition by the United States government for money laundering.
This
supposed businessman is in jail in Cape Verde, Africa.
In Africa.
The constitutional, yes, that's one of the colonies of Portugal. Okay. They speak Portuguese.
Okay.
The Constitutional Court of the Supreme Court of Justice of Cape Verde rejected the appeal of Alex Saab. Saab's lawyer, basing his defense on a pronouncement of the United Nations Human Rights Committee, stating that the African country must refrain from deporting the alleged frontman of Venezuela's president to the United States.
So he worked for the Nicolás Maduro,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember now.
News agency Lusa reported that three magistrates of the chamber decide unanimously against the appeal. The judges highlighted that the state of Cape Verde is not obliged to comply with the requested of United Nations Committee, and there were also not sufficient persuasive reasons to justify its acceptance. The United Nations Human Rights Committee, you know, those are Maduro's friends like Cuba, Iran.
They are in charge of the United Nations.
Yeah, and the human rights.
And the human rights department is in charge of the
community. Asked Cape Verde on June 8th to refrain from deporting Saab while the case continues under the consideration of the multilateral group. The committee also requested that the Cape Verdean authorities provide all the necessary facilities to ensure that Saab received the requested and required medical attention, a request made several times by his lawyers.
Okay, I have a question for you, Carl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we have this man Saab requested by the Department of Justice, America?
Yes.
Okay.
By the Treasury of the United States
of America.
Yes.
And then the United Nations is saying, no, you cannot do extradition.
They want that Cape Verde obliged to the United Nations on their justice. And they said, no way, Jose.
Yeah, but they are claiming as a human rights.
Yes.
Right?
Like a problem on human rights, and he's just, there are more than evidence that this guy produced against things against the law.
In America.
In America. And let me explain you why. The United States justice system requested Saab extradition, which seek to prosecute the businessman for having participated in a partnership with Maduro's family in a corruption and money laundering scheme that extracted more than $300 million from Venezuela's coffers.
Okay.
Saab, who has triple citizenship, Colombian, Venezuelan, and Lebanese, was arrested on June 12.
He's an international citizen.
when his plane stopped at the Amilcar Cabral International Airport on the Cape Verdean island of Sol, following a request from the United States through Interpol for alleged money laundering crimes.
Interpol.
However, the Maduro regime alleged that Saab holds a diplomatic post in the South American country. After maintaining a low profile in Colombia for years, Saab appeared in the press when former Venezuela prosecutor Luis Ortega accused him in 2017 of being one of the Maduro frontmen. Born in Barranquilla, Colombia, and of Lebanese origin, Saab is related to several companies, including Group Grand Limited, accused of supplying the Maduro regime with food and supplies for the government local supply and production committees.
That he got the, something to do with those club?
Yes, that's the club.
The club, okay.
Yes. U.S. government official assured in 2018 that with the clubs whose aid was supposed to be helping the poorest, the Colombian businessman and three of Maduro's stepchildren profited from hundreds of millions of dollars.
Of course, of course.
Washington also brought charge against Saab and his right-hand man, Alvaro Enrique Pulido, whom he accused of laundering up to $350 million alleged defraud through the exchange control system in Venezuela.
Okay.
According to the United States, mm-hmm. between November 2011 and September 2015, Saab and Pulido conspired with others to launder their illicit earnings and transfer them from Venezuela to U.S. bank accounts, which is why Washington has jurisdiction,
in the case. In the case. Okay,
yes.
So the United Nations are trying to do the best that they can do to not get him extradited.
Exactly.
Under the human rights,
yes.
Right? Do you notice that it's very curious now that people here in America, I started hearing this last week, okay?
Uh-huh.
We never heard this before in America, human rights thing. We always in America talk about civil rights.
Yes.
Civil rights, citizen rights, civil rights.
Yes.
But never, never in America, that concept of human rights.
Because this country is based mm-hmm. in human rights. The right of life, the right of liberty.
Exactly.
So we don't need to talk about human rights, because human rights is the United States.
It's embedded.
It's embedded.
In the Constitution, it's embedded in
yes,
the American way.
Okay,
I'm saying this because this weekend they were talking about human rights in the TV. The media is pandering. Media, human rights. Remember when I told you that they used to get these brand new ideas to the Americans to make them believe that, for example, we are a democracy. Okay?
No.
Pandering about democracy.
We are not a democracy. No.
Now, they start pandering on Americans, on human rights. When Americans
invented, the United States invented the human rights long before the French Revolution.
Exactly. But now, the human rights is like, we don't talk about human rights, we talk about civil rights.
Yes.
In America. Civil rights.
Civil rights, because with what happened in...
He cannot be extradited to USA because he needs to be checked out by a doctor. He's been in the house for so many years. How many years? 3 years? 3 years in the house?
No. He was in jail in Cape Verde in about 6 months.
Six months.
Like
now he needs a doctor. Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair, former four-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Vietnam veteran. As a board member, I'd like to talk to you about Warriors to Citizen, a nonprofit organization that helps American heroes, soldiers, police, fire, EMT, and their families recover from the psychological harm caused by career-induced stress. Over the last 20 years, broken relationships have been a major causal factor for the highest documented divorce rate and resulting suicides in this population. This program from Warriors to Citizen is delivered free to families by professionals, all whom served in uniform and understand the needs to be addressed. I ask for your support. So please go to our website, warriorstocitizen.org, and find out how you can help, either by making a donation or sharing this information with an American hero that you may know. And thank you.
And we want to, again, make a plea to all veterans to take their grandkids or their kids on their knee and tell them what you did and how important our flag is and how important our Constitution is. Folks, we got to wake up. Right now, we're sitting in 1959, exactly where Cuba was. And we've got a group of people that are going to try to take over our government and turn the United States into a socialist, communist country. And we have to stop it. And if you don't believe me, listen to the doctor's lounge this morning. We had a Cuban, Dr. Alvarez, Cuban cardiologist on, and he'll tell you what living under Cuban law is like and how it affects medicine, how if you needed surgery tomorrow in Cuba, you might have to wait 6 months. So communism is not the answer, and we've seen over and over again that capitalism is. So with that being said, we will return to Let's Talk Venezuela, and they know what they're going through right now, what Cuba went through in 1959.
That's correct.
And we have to stop it, folks. We have to stop it.
David, we need to remark this issue. Venezuela changes because the communists from Cuba came to Venezuela and changed the way of leaving of Venezuela.
And now
we are seeing in America another country coming here and changing our way of living. A lot of them are saying it's China. Another are saying, like, for me, as a Latino, I am seeing a lot of Cubans, communist Cubans, who are here in Georgia. I saw that in Florida, okay? That's all news. But here in Georgia, seeing how they are implementing the communism here in Atlanta, okay? And they are coming here to change us. And
folks, make no mistake, the COVID crisis was planned. It wasn't an accident. It was planned by the Chinese. They want to kill us. They want our country. And they're going to do it by indoctrination through our schools. Our schools and some of the teachers that have been indoctrinated are telling our young kids how terrible the United States is. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop it. It's got to be stopped. And us older folks, it looks like, are the ones that have to stop it. But certainly we'll take the millennials, we'll take anybody on that wants to help stop
it. Remember what the founder of Black Lives Matter said, that they are trained Marxists, and they were trained in Cuba.
The leaders of Black Lives Matter, they say that. We are trained Marxists, well, Marxists trained, and they went to Cuba to get trained by the Cubans, and also some of them went to Venezuela to get trained by Maduro regime.
You know, folks, you have to wake up. We have to stop this. I don't know that I'll live long enough to see it, but certainly my kids and my grandkids would live under something that I'd be, you know, it's just horrifying to think of what a wonderful life we've had in the United States under capitalism, under a republic, not a democracy, but a republic.
Yes.
And to take that, you know, I'm ready to fight. And I've got a lot of veteran friends that are ready to fight. And we're going to have to fight and keep the communists out. And identify them. AOC is nothing but a communist.
Yeah.
And we've got to identify them, point at them, and paint them red if we have to.
Yeah, but the AOC is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, absolutely.
The problem, we have this problem here in the American cities.
Cities, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the cities. Everything starts in the local level.
In the local.
Everybody who's getting elected for commissioner, for a school board, those are the ones who are teaching our children and our communities to accept communism as the new way of America living.
Well, they have to be stopped any way we can stop them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I really don't
Remember what Antonio Gramsci said about to take over the education, the media, okay, and the churches, okay, mm-hmm. and we have that big
and medicine. Don't forget medicine.
Yeah, but the institutions like churches, like media, and the educational system, they are attacking those three areas because they know that changing those areas, they change the whole mentality and everything.
Yeah, they will accept any kind of medication, they will accept any kind of rules.
And that kind of monstrous appears like El Coqui, the Venezuela gang leader challenging Maduro's security forces. Okay? Carlos Ruiz de Vete controls a large Caracas neighborhood. The government blames the opposition of his rise to power, but the organized crime has now gripped the capital for years.
Okay, back to Let's Talk Venezuelan.
Yes, sir. Almost all the upper part of Caracas Cota 905 neighborhood is full of bullet holes.
Yeah, the hood. That's what we call it over there, barrio. We call it over here, hood. You know, the hood is where the poor people are. So the Cota 905 is the hood in one area around Caracas. There's a lot of poor people in there. There is a lot of crime. And he is in charge of the surrender of Caracas. You know who live in Caracas, right? The powerful people.
Caracas is a valley. And the Cota 905 means it's a hill that stayed 905 meters above the sea level. That's the name of.
But they are surrounding.
It's in a higher level than the rest of Caracas. They can dominate Caracas from that point. It's the one of the highest places in Caracas that you can dominate the rest of the valley.
So they can shoot like weapons and stuff from over there to submit anybody. He's in the valley.
Yes, in the valley.
You see how dangerous they are? And the government say is the opposition force that they got power.
You have to understand that Caracas is a 2 million inhabitant cities, okay, and that zone is the home of 700,000 people of Caracas. That means almost a quarter of Caracas lives over there, and this gangster lives over there. During this month, the government has a shootout against them, and they couldn't take the
men down.
Okay,
they couldn't take the men down.
Uh-huh. In early July,
he's so powerful. The government couldn't take him down.
It was a 3-day gun battle against Venezuela security forces. According to the Monitor of the Victims, a journalist initiative that reports on violence, 33 bodies were identified after more than 3,000 police descended on the area, along with reports of extrajudicial execution and robberies by the police. The own police is taking the properties of people, okay? At least 24 of those killed were victims of the stray bullets or did not belong to any criminal group. 5 were civilian servants, while just 4 were actual criminals, according to the local media. The Venezuelan press has documented at least 58 deaths in 6 primary police operations carried out since 2015 to capture the gang ringleaders. All have failed after 4 years in which the police did not set foot on Coqui's turf in 2021. And we will continue after this message.
Whether cruising the strip at a 56
67 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
If you live to serve and want to make an even bigger difference, consider joining the U.S. Army. With training in fields like medical care, linguistics, and engineering, an Army career can amplify your efforts with humanitarian opportunities all over the world. Plus, you'll receive competitive pay and incredible benefits, so you'll be taken care of, too. Learn more at GoArmy.com.
American, go ahead.
Okay, we're back, or sort of back, and I'll continue to stay on my soapbox. Folks, you got to be prepared. Bad times are coming, and you've got to be prepared. And part of it is you've got to know what your kids are being taught and stand up against it. If you've got a communist in the classroom teaching your kids how bad America is, get rid of them. And we've got a problem that is, I talked to a friend of mine in Homeland Security last night, and what we're seeing on the news is not even the tip of the iceberg of what's going on the border.
Wow.
And this is all communist plan, folks. They want COVID-19 in the United States killing us, so it'll be easier for them to march in and kill us. The communists want us to be a communist state any way that they can get it to happen. So get prepared. We're headed towards something that we've never seen in this country before, but you're going to have to be prepared, folks, and put down the communists and build up the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. Build it up and let people know around the world how good we are. It's like I said this morning, this country is built on first responders. There's no country in the world that reacts to a natural disaster anywhere, whether it's in our country or in Haiti or any place else. We react, and we are first responders, and that's what we've been built on for 240 years. And we have great first responders that are local, our fire department, our EMTs, our police departments, and any city and any idiot mayor that wants to defund the police, well, I don't want to say what I'd do to them, but they would need the police department. So, with that being said, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Well, we are in Let's Talk Venezuela, and as David says, at the end of the line, when you have a socialist mentality country, you ended as prisoner of your own home. That's what happened. The thugs are in the streets, and the people
are inside
the houses. Until what happens in Cuba last week, that people say enough is enough, but you know something, that people has no choices, because at the end of the line, these criminals go into your home, open your home forcibly, and said, you are not agree with us, come back, and they disappear the
people. No, but some of them, they're killing right there in front of their kids.
Yes.
What are you talking about? They're not even taking them out. They kill them, and then they take the body.
The doctor that was in today, the Cuban doctor, was talking about what has finally gotten Cuba to start uprising the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he said?
What?
Their stomachs. They're hungry.
They're hungry.
Yes.
And they're tired of being hungry, and they're tired of being lied to. And the government's not, this great socialistic communist government is not taking care of them and never will.
They will never.
And this is why they finally said enough is enough. And at some point, Venezuela's got to be at the same point.
Yes.
And if we're not careful, we'll be saying the same thing.
Yep.
El Coqui's territory is strategic, as I explained before, and keeps a tight grip. In Cota 905, you cannot sell your home to a person that the gang do not know.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
They cannot sell the house if the gang member don't authorize?
Exactly. At that point...
That's communism.
Yes. Said a resident who has crossed Coqui in the street. This happens because about 4 years ago, the government created the peace zones, okay, that encourage criminals to give up their weapons in exchange for financial incentives.
Peace zone.
Yes, the government paid these delinquents, these criminals, okay, just to keep them calm.
To keep the people around them calm.
Yes.
They work for the government.
Exactly. By definition.
By definition, if they're getting paid by the government, they work for the government.
Yeah.
Okay, but my question is, and then he Coqui works for the government, and he's keeping the people in peace. Why the government wants to come and kill Coqui?
Because that's the way the socialists take care of their difference among them.
Yeah, but what was the difference between Coqui and the government?
Ah, just go to the Coqui and ask him. I don't care, really.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Amid this total absence of the states, Maduro government instead blames the opposition to neighborhood like Cota 905. Last week, it imprisoned Freddy Guevara, the close collaborator of Juan Guaido, pursuing other politicians over the fallout from the failed raid. From her balcony, a neighbor recounted that she saw the day police arrived. It was the first time that the thugs came down from the neighborhood riding in pickup trucks, perfectly organized, she said. Like everyone else in the area, she lives in fear and requests anonymity to speak freely. That night, she organized a pajama party with her children, aged 8 to 2, and to disguise the noise of the gunshots. I let the older one play with his PlayStation the whole time, so he wouldn't notice that the war was going outside.
So while the government were fighting back the Coquis, or the Coquis were fighting back the government, you know, the military, the lady got her children playing inside the house.
Yes.
PlayStation, and putting music loud so they cannot hear the gunshot outside.
Yes, and there were a lot of stray bullets. And do you know something? 25 of the 33 deaths were people that has nothing to do with that
confrontation. 25 innocent people.
Yes.
Die. That they had nothing.
Three quarters of the deaths were by people that has nothing to do, and that's what happens when you impose a socialist state, because you have no power to change the situation. Okay, well.
What's the next one?
The next one was that the Secretary of State of the Vatican and former Apostolic Nuncio in Caracas raised strong criticism from Nicolas Maduro because Pietro Parolin wrote a letter. The Vatican Secretary of State state. Cardinal Pietro Parolin asked the government of Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuelan opposition for a serious negotiations with a limited in time. In a letter read by the auxiliary bishop of Caracas, Ricardo Barrueto, in the annual assembly of FEDECAMARAS held this Tuesday, July 20th. Pope Francis' right hand said, civil society should incorporate a solution that will be only existent if Venezuelans, and especially those with some political responsibility, are willing to sit down and negotiate seriously about concrete questions that provide answers to the true needs of Venezuelans, and that dialogue must be for a limited period. Delcy Rodriguez, Maduro's government vice president, participated in the meeting, the country's business leaders, who responded to the Caracas bishops that the Catholic Church should dialogue with authorities elected by the Venezuelan people. They don't want the church to be involved with civil society. Mm-hmm. The only people that the church has to ask is for the government. Complete communist.
Complete communist.
Okay. Dialogue with the government or politics, responds Delcy Rodriguez. She even referred to the words of late President Hugo Chavez inviting Catholic leaders to dialogue or politics. In democracy, there are those two paths. The official told her during her participation in the 77th Assembly of FEDECAMARA. Okay. Pietro Parolin was the apostolic nuncio in Venezuela and part of the first attempt at dialogue in 2016 that took place at the Meliá Hotel in Caracas, but did not bring results, where in addition to the Vatican, he participated in then UNASUR with Ernesto Samper at the head. The cardinal recalled Tuesday that a solution requires political will on the part of those involved, willingness to let the common good prevail over private interests, and the responsible support of civil society and the international community. On May 11th, the president of the Legislative Delegate Commission of the National Assembly of 2015, Juan Guaido, presented a new dialogue proposal that he named National Salvation Agreement. He proposed as conditions the participation of Chavismo actors, a free presidential, legislative, regional, and municipal elections, the release of political prisoners, credentials returned to the opposition parties, lifting of the disqualification to leaders who oppose Maduro, and also if they showed signs of change, they could negotiate the lift of sanctions of the United States. Chavismo responded that if there were an immediately lifting of sanctions, the constituent powers are recognized and as it thought, would they go to a negotiating table. The acts of violence on Cota 905 from July 7 to 9 stopped this new attempt. For Maduro, this message is a strange thing, and he described it as a hate message. And after asking Parolin for an explanation, he doubted that he wrote it. I don't know that he sent it. They said he sent a letter. I wonder. I think not that Pietro Parolin has a lot of work in Rome. I don't think he wrote it, really.
But do you know that what he says, the letter?
That's what he says here.
No, but did you ever have the letter in your hand to find out what it says, the letter?
That's what...
Because Maduro says a lot of hatred.
Yes,
but
the letter was read by the cardinal in this meeting. Okay, and now, what's going on really?
What's going on?
Yeah, what is going on that is the government of England recognized Juan Guaido as the... as the real president of Venezuela.
Does they recognize him?
Yes. And the thing is that Venezuela denounced illegitimate appropriation of gold deposit in England. They had $1 billion in gold deposited in the Bank of England.
Deposited?
Yes. And the Bank of England said that they won't give them $1 billion in gold.
Who's requesting the money?
The Nicolas Maduro's government.
Nicolas Maduro is requesting England how much?
$1 billion in gold.
That they have in gold. And England saying no, they don't recognize Maduro as a president.
Exactly.
So who are they going to give it to?
They are in a discussion on the Supreme Court in
England. So Juan Guaido and his criminals are going to get the hands in
yes,
that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
No,
okay,
no, no, no.
I will read these things after these messages.
Hello, my name is Chris White. I'm the director of the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. I want to encourage all Georgia veterans to consider being nominated to the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. And if you are a Georgia veteran, then the definition of a Georgia veteran is either you were born in the state of Georgia, or you've lived here 10 years, or you were raised your right hand and joined the military in this state, you are considered a Georgia veteran. For further information, go to www.gmbhof.org, or you can contact me at 678-427-0915. We'd love to have your nomination for the Georgia Military Veterans Hall of Fame. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair, former four-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Vietnam veteran. As a board member, I'd like to talk to you about Warriors to Citizen, a nonprofit organization that helps American heroes, soldiers, police, fire, EMT, and their families recover from the psychological harm caused by career-induced stress. Over the last 20 years, broken relationships have been a major causal factor for the highest documented divorce rate and resulting suicides in this population. This program, From Warriors to Citizen, is delivered free to families by professionals, all whom served in uniform and understand the needs to be addressed. I ask for your support. So please, go to our website, warriorstocitizen.org, and find out how you can help, either by making a donation or sharing this information with an American hero that you may know. And thank you.
As America's Web Radio is becoming more and more known as the Veterans Radio Station, I want each and every one of you that across the country that's listening, if you have a veteran in your neighborhood, get to know him. If you don't know him well, get to know him well, or she, whoever the veteran might be. And get to know him well, because you may be needing him very shortly. And this is across the country, so get to know your veterans. And always thank them for their service. And if you haven't served, then at least appreciate the folks that have served. And thank them profusely all the time. With that, we'll be back in just a moment with more Let's Talk Venezuelan.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Okay, and Let's Talk Venezuelan is already 1:50. Oh my goodness, time flies when the program is interesting. Delcy Rodriguez, the Venezuelan executive vice president, denounced this Tuesday, the July 20th, an illegitimate appropriation of the gold that her country has deposited in the Bank of England, and assured that her government is giving a historic battle from him.
Okay, who's Delcy? She's
the vice president of Nicolas Maduro.
She's today, the vice president of Venezuela.
Today, Venezuela is fighting an historic battle for the gold that belongs to all Venezuelans in England. And they are appropriated the gold, Rodriguez said during the annual meeting of Fede Cámaras, Venezuela's leading employer, Chamber of Commerce. She stressed that gold was appropriated, breaking all the rules of the international trade. We put our trust in the custody of the gold in the Bank of England, and today, for political reasons, they intended to strip. Who can have confidence in going to deposit the gold in safekeeping in the Bank of England? Questioned Rodriguez. In addition, she affirmed that more than $6 billion blocking the European banks and banks in the United States. That money belongs to all of us. I mean, to all of us, Rodriguez and her family.
She's and full with a lot of money from the narcotraffic.
She claimed British Supreme Court ruling the lawyers of the administration of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of the ad hoc on the opposition Juan Guaido has defended this Tuesday their respected authority over the gold of Venezuela deposited in the Bank of England in a case that sets a precedent in the United Kingdom. Nick Vinal, on behalf of the Board of Central Bank of Venezuela, appointed by Maduro, and Andrew Fulton, representative of the parallel board arranged by Guaido, represent their arguments on the second day of a process before the British Supreme Court, the maximum judicial instance in the country. The Supreme Court, which is analyzing an appeal filed by Guaido against the previous unfavorable ruling, must rule on the day to be specified who the British executive considers as the ruler for all purposes in Venezuela. It is finally concludes based on English jurisprudence and not only on what the London executive says, that the leader is Guaido. The five judges will then have to decide whether to accept their political appointments, including the board. However, the Supreme Court of Caracas has invalidated the Supreme Court ruling, will eventually help the Superior Court determine which board is authorized to manage the gold, which Maduro demands on the grounds of transferring funds to the United Nations to acquire equipment and medicine against the pandemic. Well, the government of Her Majesty and the Prime Minister Johnson,
they don't recognize
Nicolas Maduro as president.
So they recognize Guaido.
About the European community, the European Union recognized Maduro. And that's one of the reasons why England went into the Brexit.
Brexit.
Okay, because they they want to have an independence criteria on exterior policies. No? So it's very interesting because right now they're actually for the people on the Supreme Court of England, there are two governments in Venezuela. One is the Juan Guaido, and the other is Nicolas Maduro.
And where the gold is gonna go?
We don't know.
We're going to see next chapter next week. Yes. Who's going to get the gold from England? Guaido or Maduro?
Yeah.
Next chapter.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't have any hope.
They only are looking for money.
For money.
Money. They're always looking for something to grab into. You know, this is the mentality. That's their mentality, David. The socialist and the communist is looking for something to take away from somebody. No, that money is our money. That gold is our money. That gold belongs to us. You need to give it to us. No, you are not, but you are not. You know, it's always hunting. Of course, they need to finance their agenda. They need money for their agenda.
Yeah. And what did the famous Thatcher say about this?
That socialism works until the
money runs out.
Runs out.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, and I want to pass the word to David Moxley. We want to thank everyone. I just saw the numbers of our program, and it's impressive what we have as followers. And we ask you to go into the webpage of America's Web Radio and patronize this radio station. David, the last words on this program today are yours.
Well, yeah, we'd appreciate very much if folks would become patrons. And it's, you know, because across the country, everybody is asking for money. And there are a lot of reasons for it, but to keep the station going, keep our great shows going, you know, Let's Talk Venezuelan, telling the truth about what's going on in Venezuela. You know, you won't hear, and I had to take a couple of days off, and you don't hear a word on the mainstream media about Venezuela, and you're not hearing all or the truth about Cuba now. So, you know, you're hearing the truth just like today's Dr. Alvarez telling the truth about what is happening in Cuba. And I just did a list of, because I'm old, but in, like Dr. Alvarez said, this all started in 1959. And the communists, just like the Iraqis and Iranians and Afghanistanians, or whatever they're called, they all are patient. And this has been started, this started in 59 to take over the United States. And they have patience, whereas we don't have patience. But the one thing that we do have is fortitude, and we do have a love for the country. And our guest this morning, Mr. Marshall Huckabee, was talking about he was at a graduation ceremony of new enlisted personnel. And our country is great and will answer the call. Our young folks, even though they've been indoctrinated, they will answer the call. So with that being said, we're going to have to wrap up the first hour of Let's Talk Venezuelan that has been in English, and the next portion will be in Spanish. And we're getting a number of compliments on doing a show in Spanish, and we're going to have more information on new shows that are coming about. And I want to mention a name. The name is Rosie Sandifer. She is quite an artist, and we're going to have her book in our, you know, America's Web Radio is a radio station, but we also have a lot of other things going on. We have people that will, if you need a speaker, we have speakers. We've got book selections and so much more. And we're building, and it's because of you, and we appreciate it. And we'll be back with Let's Talk Venezuelan in Spanish right after this.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.